I'm Robin Young. It's Here and Now. It's been a big week for Tesla Motors, the Silicon Valley-based electric car company founded by Elon Musk. On Wednesday, Tesla announced its first ever quarterly profit, $11 million. And yesterday, Consumer Reports gave its one car a score of 99 out of 100. That ties with a 2007 Lexus for the highest score Consumer Reports has ever awarded. Well, the news sent Tesla's stock soaring. Paul Eisenstein of the car news source, thedetroitbureau.com, joins us. Paul, what did Consumer Reports like about this Model S Tesla car?
I could almost answer it by saying just about everything, but there are a number of things they did like. They liked the acceleration. We think of battery cars as being slow, environmentally friendly. Well, in this case, you could say it's environmentally friendly and quick at 0 to 60 in 5.6 seconds. This is on a par with a lot of sports cars. This is pretty good. They liked the handling, which they said was pinpoint. They said it was very practical. They pointed to a 200-mile range on a single charge. In fact, with the full battery pack, you can get almost 300 miles. They said that its fuel efficiency is so great, the equivalent of 84 miles a gallon, that it's like buying gas at $1.20.
Yeah.
Now, they didn't like everything. They thought that it had some visibility issues out the rear window because of its styling, and they didn't like the long charging times. But overall, as you mentioned, this car just scored off the charts.
Well, they didn't get the recommended buy from Consumer Reports, and they said that's because they just don't have enough data on this car, which just went on sale last year. It is the Model S. It starts at $70,000 and goes up fast. So what does this mean for Tesla in your mind?
Well, it's yet another validation. One of the things that Tesla has been working hard to do is to convince American Motors that you can really consider a Model S as an alternative to a gasoline vehicle without all the fears that a lot of people have. For example, they recently came up with basically a no-fault battery warranty, the idea of saying, we don't care, we're warrantying this for such and such a time, and even if you do something stupid, short of firing bullets into the battery, we're going to warranty it if it fails. They're doing things to ensure the trade-in value. In fact, Elon Musk, the internet entrepreneur who also runs SpaceX, said that he's willing to take some of his own money, he is a mega billionaire, and put it behind it. If Tesla went down, he claims he would even do this price guarantee out of his own pocket.
Well, that's pretty amazing, but also I would think important. If you're going to spend $70,000 on a car, knowing, as Consumer Reports points out, that there's still a small service network for that car, you want to know that you've got some backup, and he's saying that he will back you up.
Yeah, that's exactly what he's trying to do. Musk is trying to tell people, you've got to stop worrying about that. And there are plenty of reasons to worry about electric vehicles. As you mentioned, there isn't the infrastructure out there to charge it up readily. So there's all sorts of things that still have a lot of Americans skeptical about buying electric vehicles. You have to remember, they're selling more at Tesla than they expected to. But those numbers are still barely an asterisk on the U.S. automotive sales charts.
Do they plan to make a car that has more mass appeal?
I think they will be coming out with something in a couple of years that should bring the price tag down. They're also going to be working to try to come up with better batteries, the idea being more range, lighter, and, here's a critical part, less expensive, because the battery is still the most expensive part of any electric vehicle. If they can get breakthroughs there, well, that really is a transformative element.
We'll stay for a second with the 85 kilowatt hour lithium ion battery, larger than a standard battery, that is in this Model S. We've heard a lot of concern about the battery industry, so how does that dovetail with Tesla's story?
Well, the battery industry has been in big trouble. We had A123, which supplied the lithium batteries to Fisker, and a couple of other makers go down. A number of other battery makers are struggling. And we're seeing a lot of trouble within the electric vehicle industry itself. A lot of people believe it will eventually become a major source of sales. But right now, Tesla seems to be one of the few that's really making this electric vehicle industry work.
Paul Eisenstein of the car news source, thedetroitbureau.com, on the latest news from Tesla. Paul, thanks so much.
Great to be with you.
And you can see a picture of the Tesla at hereandnow.org. And while there, maybe we suggest that you check out producer Alex Ashlock's thoughts about his mom. Very sweet. And it's a place where you can share your thoughts as well. That's hereandnow.org. Back in 30 seconds, here and now.